So we are in the month of November. And for the rest of this year on the Growth Times Infinity podcast, we're going to do this series where I'm going to discuss habits. And what I want to do is I want to share with you some simple habits that we can start on now that's going to get us ready for the year 2023. Let's get a jump start. Let's take this fourth quarter to get a jump start on the year 2023. So let's grow and let's go. I am Reggie the Growth Advocate, and thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. As I mentioned before, for the rest of the year, I'm going to share with you some simple habits. And for this particular episode, I'm going to give this a head start theme, because we're getting a head start for the year 2023. At this point, it's the month of November, right? So at this point, many of us are thinking about what we're going to do in 2023. What are we going to start in 2023? And I don't want you to think about that, because if you're thinking about what you're going to do in 2023, right now you're just thinking and you're not doing. You follow me? You understand where I'm coming from? If you're thinking about what you're doing in 2023, you may not start it until January of 2023. But instead, what I would like to encourage you to do is to start it now. Let's get a head start. Let's not wait to a few weeks from now, because we still have a few weeks left in the year 2022. So why wait when we can do it now? And not only now, but right now. So we're going to get this head start going, and I want to encourage you to do it right now. So now what I would like to do is share with you a few habits that'll get you a head start going in your journey. And just keep in mind, this is only part one of the series. We taking this series all the way up into the rest of the year. So here's the first habit that I would like to encourage you to pick up. And that is to express gratitude. We have to understand that there is so much to be grateful for. There is so much. It's all about acknowledging. It's all about recognizing that the things that we are grateful for are right in front of us. So it's one thing to know that there are so many things that we're grateful for, but it's another thing to express gratitude. So what I would like to encourage you to do is to express gratitude as much as possible. And if you're having a hard time recognizing your blessings, then I want to encourage you to start off with one. Think about at least one thing that you're grateful for. And what I would like for you to do from there is to write the things down that you're grateful for. So if it's just one thing that you can come up with, it's a start. So what I would like for you to do is write it down, whether it's the first thing in the morning or it's the last thing that you do before you go to bed. Write down what you are grateful for. So action number one, habit number one, is to express gratitude. The second habit that I would like for you to pick up on is understanding the power of no. Sometimes you have to say no before you say yes. So those who are listening, you may say to yourself that I may seem too harsh. It may be selfish for me to say no to somebody. I don't want to say no because I might be missing out on something. Well, I want to bring this to you. I want to tell you this. Don't be afraid to disappoint people because you say no. And you may miss out on things that are fun because you said no. But you know, the thing about that is you're not really missing out on anything. And I believe the youngsters refer to it as FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. You're not missing out on anything that is meant to elevate you in your journey, that is going to help you progress, that's going to help you level up. And even when it comes to disappointing people, the people who are right for your life, they're going to stay with you during your journey. And for those who feel like they're disappointed because you said no to them for whatever reason, perhaps those people are not worthy of going along with you while you're going on your journey. I remember Steve Harvey saying that everybody that came with you can't go with you. So there are going to be some people who will totally understand why you say no to some, why you may say no to certain things. Those are the right people to have along with you as you go along on your journey. Those are the people that you say yes to. But for the others who may feel disappointed because you say no to them, perhaps those are not the right people for you. And when it comes to saying no, if it's not going to help you elevate or level up in the following areas of your life, then it's worth saying no to. So if it's not going to help you in your faith, if it's not going to help you with your family, your finances, your fitness, or your future, then more than likely you have to say no to those things. So the power of no is a second habit that I would like to encourage you to pick up. The third habit, a simple habit, is to be active. And perhaps this may be the simplest way to be active. Now, for the people who work out, who like to work out, we may work out for 30 minutes at a time, an hour, maybe 2 hours. But the simplest way to stay active, getting that head start for the day, is to exercise for 1 minute as soon as you wake up. For example, do jumping jacks for 1 minute. Do some push-ups for 1 minute. Perhaps run in place for 1 minute. Anything that you can think of that you can do for the first minute that you get up out the bed. It's all about rise and shine and then go at it for about 1 minute, 1 minute strong. And this is very beneficial because it helps with the blood flow. It helps to activate the brain. It's likely to have you alert throughout your day. And if you just start off by exercising for 1 minute, it can definitely be a great head start for those who like to exercise for 30 minutes to an hour or 2 hours. But I feel like this is a great head start, and I need to implement this in my personal journey in my life. Soon as I get up in the morning, I'm going to start doing this myself. So as we close this episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast, let me know about these three simple habits I just shared with you. We've discussed expressing gratitude because there is so much to be grateful for. And if you're struggling with recognizing your blessings, knowing what you're grateful for, just pick one thing. Start off with one thing that you're grateful for and work from there. We've also discussed the power of no. Sometimes you have to say no before you can say yes, because your time and your energy are more important. They're very important. So with that, a lot of times you're going to have to say no to certain people, and you're going to have to say no to certain things. And the last thing that I shared with you is being active. It is as simple as doing an exercise for 1 minute. As soon as you wake up, as soon as you get out the bed, hit it hard for 1 minute, whether it's jumping jacks, whether it's push-ups, or whatever your favorite workout may be that you can do for 1 minute as soon as you wake up. And here is the question of the episode. This is something that I want you to ponder. This is something that I want you to think about. And as I mentioned before, for those of you who are struggling with recognizing your blessings, for those of you who may be in a place, whether it's a moment, whether it's a time in your life, whether you're going through a storm, and you can't think straight, I want to encourage you to think about at least 1 to 3 things, at least 1 to 3 things that you are grateful for. And I would love for you to reach out to me, and you can do so by either social media or email. And my email address is growthxinfinity@gmail.com. And as always, I appreciate you all tuning into the Growth Times Infinity Podcast, whether it's through your favorite platform or it's through my pod page website. And if you haven't checked out the website yet, you can do so by checking out the link in the show notes. And along with that, don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating and a review. And if you have received some value from this episode, I would like to encourage you to share this podcast with others. And along with receiving value, if you truly have, and if you like to leave a contribution, you can do so by buying me a coffee. And through that, you can contribute and leave a tip. And the link to buy me a coffee is in the show notes as well. And one more thing before we get up out of here. Don't forget to check out the Reggie the Growth Advocate YouTube channel, where we continue to discuss all things pertaining to personal development. Now, as we go forward, until the next episode, keep growing and keep going.